Were there any other ways in which he tormented you specifically?
Specifically, he was pretty, you know, he was kind with me, really. He didn't. I think one, I wasn't. Fairly steady, and so that he didn't really. He did one time. One time, I wanted to go. I was just like that. If you want to go, he's not going to let you go. And you have to not want to go before he'll let you. Or, you know, it's really so that it was a hot season, and I had been he had me cleaning these tanks, these water tanks. It was the filthiest job, and so I was working on that every day and doing that. It was inside this water tank in the hot season, and cleaning them out, and just it was awful. And so I was fed up with that. I was fed up with hot season. I wanted to go off to another monastery to get away. Of course, you can't say that, Ajahn Chah. But you have to come up with a really good logic. Come up with a really good logic. And he said, just wait. There's no need yet. So he'll sort of deflect it. And of course, that's what happened. But I stewed and stewed until finally it was obvious that I was burning a bit, so he finally let me go. And but anyway, he kept me definitely threw up the mirror and sort of said, "You're restless, you're averse." But in general, he gave me a bad time. He gave me a bad time once. Early days when I was newly come to Wapapong. The chanting was very long in the morning. So it was almost an hour of chanting. So that I could meditate. I didn't come out. And Ajahn Chah would only show up from time to time. He wouldn't be there every day, so he came out one morning. He looks around. Where's that? Everybody's there, or a lot of people are there. Where's that Pasimo? So he doesn't usually come out. He's just lazy. Because that got back to me real quick. I said, "You're lazy. Probably the whole sangha." So that had its desired effect. I started going, okay, give up. There was a time when he really did torture me. For over a year. And then it was it was hard. But it wasn't it was quite skillful. And it could possibly have gone on for another almost a year. And I went to Lumpur one day, and after a year or so, and then I was there, and waited, bided my time. Pay respects, and I said, I think I've learned what you wanted me to learn from this. And I think I could be reintegrated into the sangha. And he just sort of looked at me, and he said, and it's kind of this kind of sly smile. You give up? I give up. So that then he said, okay, yeah. That's all we want. I'm willing to put my pride and my sense of self down.